Day. Tonight's halacha. So the first halacha is that everybody has to stay for the shiur. We've been talking this week about the hanhoga of the Shliach Tzibur by Chazaras Hashatz and various other places. So tonight we'll sort of finish up this segment of halachas talking about how the Shliach Tzibur should conduct himself when saying Kaddish. When he says the Imru Amen, so the Amen of the Tzibur is not really a response to the Imru Amen. It's really a response to Hashto Ba'agalo Bizman Karif, or the Amiram B'Olma. The Imru Amen is the Chazan just saying the Imru Amen. And therefore, the din is if he takes too long and he starts singing the Imru Amen, you answer Amen right away. You're not answering Amen, that's really a hefsek, so to speak. And you should answer Amen as soon as possible. You're not answering Amen to the Imru Amen. You're answering Amen to Bizman Karif. So you're saying Amen. Or Hashto Damiram B'Olma. Amen. It's just, he's saying Bimru Amen. But if he starts stretching that, you're supposed to answer Amen immediately. You don't wait for him to say Bimru Amen. There's no need to wait. You don't need him to tell you really Bimru Amen. You're answering Amen to what he said before. That's number one. He shouldn't start after the Tzibur says Amen. The Chazan should not start the next segment, whether it's Yisparach or Yishtabach, which happens in many shuls. Like before you know it, he's brichuing, and he's up to brichu, and Amen. You got to say Amen again. He's not supposed to start Yisparach, for example, until Rov Tzibur has finished answering Yeshmei Rabbah. Certainly in Chazaras Hashatz, that's true. Until Rov Tzibur has finished Amen, he's not supposed to start the next bracha. Bowing down during Kaddish. There are five places that's brought down in Halach and Shulchan Aruch that the Shliach Tzibur is supposed to bow down when he says Kaddish. Now, there is a gra that holds you don't do any bowing down during Kaddish, none at all. But the Aruch HaShulchan says that we don't really bow anyway, because really bowing would be Achispakatu Kol Chulio Shebeshedra, which would be right a deep bow. And the most we do is really just going like this. So that we should do, the Aruch HaShulchan says. And the five places are when he says Yiskadel or Yiskadal, by that, by Yeshmei Rabbah he should bow down, that's the second place. When he starts Yisbarach v'Yishtabach, he should bow. This is all in the Mechaber, the Shulchan Aruch. By Brichu, and by the Amiram B'Yomah V'Imru Amen. In those five places he should bow. Again, the Gros says no, but the Aruch HaShulchan says, well, we don't really bow anyway. We just like sort of nod with the head. So you should do it in those five places. Okay. Now the shear. That was the first.